So you take those two perimeter players with their size on the outside, that changes anything that that offense was capable of last year, just because you have more winners, whether they're matchup winners or whether they're just, hey, we're going to give you a chance winner. So those two guys, if they're really able to, one, take a step forward in Keon, and two, Palmer to just solidify himself, that's a big elevation in your pass game.
We'll see. Dan Orlovsky joining One Bills Live earlier. 803-0550, the number here. Who has more to lose Sunday night? On one hand, the Bills are the home team. On the other, the Ravens have it, I think, a lot tougher throughout the season. If the Bills win Sunday, Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, Panthers, they'll not look back. I mean, unless something goes sideways, they're not going to look back at Baltimore, at least until the middle of the season. Maybe it'll be Kansas City again or even someone else. But with that schedule, a win Sunday and you are off to the races, unless you get, you know, picked off in a pretty big upset, at least before week five.
Right.
Ravens at Buffalo, Cleveland, okay. Detroit on a Monday night, at the Chiefs, Houston, Rams, Bears, at Miami, at Minnesota. I wouldn't want to go to Minnesota. At Cleveland, Jets, Bengals. Haven't gotten to the Bengals yet. They'll play them twice. Bengals, Steelers. Haven't gotten to the Bengals or the Steelers yet, and it's November 30th.
Wow.
Bengals, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, at Green Bay, at Pittsburgh.
I mean, it sounds like for the first month to month and a half, 4 to 6 weeks or so, the Bills have, I think, a much easier time crawling out of the hole that 0-1 is, which is barely a hole. But, you know, it's a team you want to have a leg up on if you can get it, obviously, so the stakes are very high. But they I think the Bills have less to lose because of that. I mean, they are the home team, but both teams are living the same existence. And to an extent, Baltimore's got a little bit of what we had with the Chiefs until they beat them in the regular season. And now we sort of, I don't want to say we take it for granted. I'm never going to take them beating a team of that caliber for granted. But, you know, we joke around. What did you say? Like, I can't wait till the Bills beat the Chiefs and feel nothing. One of your friends said that.
Yes.
Right?
Stuck with me.
It spoke to me.
I think it speaks.
It's loud. And I think a lot of fans, if they don't agree with it, they certainly can understand it and appreciate it. You know, you have to choose to push back on, oh, the regular season games don't matter if you want. But, you know, in theory, I agree with that. You know, I know it's not the ultimate goal. But the Ravens have that with the Bills. In the playoffs anyway, it's not the regular season. They've handled the Bills fine in the regular season. You know, they haven't always beat them, right? The Bills did win on a Poyer pick there a couple years ago. But I think Baltimore, that I've alluded to it with a few of our guests already this week. I think I brought it up with Ross and I brought it up with Jeremy Kahn in the 4 o'clock hour today, that Baltimore seems to be really pouring. They've got vengeance on their minds here. And I don't know that that's the right headspace to be in starting a new season, right? They think some wrong was wrought upon them by losing. I mean, they kicked the ball around the field like a bunch of chumps, and they lost. That's how it goes. Take care of the ball, you win the game. So I don't want to hear, like, you deserve better. I mean, the turnovers matter, and that's what cost them the game. So button yourselves up. I don't know. It sounds a little misplaced to me that they're as, you know, oh, we got to go. Yeah, it's September, dudes. Like, take it easy. So I think they're building it up in a way that makes it feel like it'll mean more to them. Either way, like, if they win, they're going to be like, yeah, see, we told you we could do this. And I think if they lose, they've set themselves up to look like idiots because they're pouring a lot into it because of last year's playoff result.
If they are.
I've seen some comments. Jeremy Kahn said, when I asked him, that's out there with them. Mm-hmm. They're talking about it. So I that's enough for me. I believe it. You know, does it end up mattering? I don't know, but I think it feels bigger for their side than the Buffalo side to me.
Well, I don't remember the Ravens being plagued by turnovers last season. I could look at their rankings, but the Bills, a big talking point for the Bills last year, going into week one was cutting back on turnovers. And was it why they lost to Kansas City in the playoffs? Not exactly, if at all. But it was sort of part of Allen's reputation as a player. And they did that in spades. They were first in the league in fewest turnovers, and they were third in the league in most takeaways. So they accomplished that. Whether I mean, I should know what Baltimore's ranking was in these areas last year, but the turnovers got them beat in the playoffs, and for as well as they did defensively, they could not take the ball away. The Bills might have put it on the ground in that game. I'm not sure.
I think they did.
But they couldn't take it away. And it's so familiar to our lives where what do you really do about it? You know, you're talking about emotions. That can be one thing. What do you really do to address that kind of a, you know, a pitfall from your past? You know, you basically end up playing, I think, more conservatively. It's not just picks, it's fumbles too. But it's a tough fix.
Yeah, you know,
There's a lot of luck in it, and I don't know exactly, maybe a blitz more on defense or something to try to get more plays. It's obviously stupidly generalized, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do as a team to repair that. Last year in that game, you've got a Jackson fumble after a bad snap, and it's a sloppy play by him. Before that, you had a pick down the right sideline, where is it Rapp? Makes a great play on that mm-hmm. ball, and there might have been a little miscommunication with, maybe Bateman on that play. That happened. And then you have the Andrews fumble. That's bad, you know, in the middle of the field as they're driving. And, of course, the drop at the end. So, mistakes. But the schedule, I mean, I gave you Baltimore's. I think if I'm them, or if I'm me talking about them there, if they lose the game here, you just gotta figure out how to get to the top of that division. You know, that's maybe the ones. It's kind of a little much to say the one seed's out of reach after one game, but the two schedules are so different.
Yeah, you're still gonna have to find a way to manage that. If Baltimore loses this game, they're gonna have to find a way to manage that schedule to the point where they can get to, like, you know, 6-2 or something. Still to, like, be live for the not just the division, but the one seed. Like, I think they would still be live there, you know, depending obviously on what's going on around them, and they can't really control that beyond Sunday night and then when they play the Chiefs, presuming that those three teams are the three that are duking it out at the top. And I hate not being able to find someone to wedge in there, but I really don't think there is somebody else, you know, to take the place of one of these teams and knock somebody out of there. It's just been so many years in a row where the Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills are the three teams. The Bengals had a moment there, and we'll see if they can get enough right on defense to still be, you know, a problem for Baltimore. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough. Whoever loses, you know, you got a long season ahead of you, and there's a lot of football to be played, and a lot of twists and turns, and all of that, of course. But I just feel like Baltimore's poured more in.
They play the NFC North. I mean, those are going to be such good games. Maybe not. I'm probably stretching it to say that. I was going to say, even what Chicago was last year. No.
No, that wouldn't have been a tough
no.
game. No. No, they're going to have to be a lot better for it to be
yes,
a tough game.
But you could have three really strong teams on the NFC side mm-hmm. and at least two on the AFC side. Maybe the Browns are bad. But that's four of your games. Same for the Bengals. Same for the Steelers. You play all four of those teams, whereas the Bills play the NFC South, and that's nice.
It is nice. I don't think Tampa and Atlanta are any picnic, but I also don't think they're the Lions or the Vikings.
I think it's the easiest NFC division to play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not easier than the West.
Yeah,
that was last year.
Yeah, not as easy as it has been. I think I feel like we all, maybe a lot of people out there note, I think Tampa's been good for a few years here. Like, they're not, like, just sort of a team that, when they show up here and give the Bills a hard time, fans will be like, well, Tampa's good? Yeah, they're good. They're not great, but they're good.
They're definitely not great.
No.
They've won that division 4 years in a row, which might come as a surprise. One of those years they did it with 8 wins.
Right.
Maybe last year, 10. So it's not like they've had great records. Sort of ironically, they're Super Bowl win was the last time they didn't win that division. Right. New Orleans did.
But there's no question the Bills have the easier side with their division and this NFC crossover division, like you just said, with the Ravens have, that whole division, they got to deal with that. That's much harder playing those four teams than playing the four the Bills are going to play and then mixing the division. And, you know, I also don't think Cleveland's going to do anything at all. But that's it. I think Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are games that'll be tough games. And I don't think either the Dolphin or New England games or the Jet games are near as tough.
I guess I should include that the Bills' one other NFC draw is Philadelphia. I just don't even really think about that game because it's so late. Like, not anywhere close to sort of envisioning that game after Christmas, but that's the defending champs. And the Ravens version of that game is the Rams at home. Both the AFC teams will always be at home for those games this year. And I mean, that's not on the same level. But Philadelphia is so late. Just feels like so many things could have happened by then that
right.
If that game is this week, it wouldn't be, I know. But if Philadelphia were this week, you know, that'd be so hot. Like we're talking about Baltimore's just as good, probably, but just talking about the Eagles all the time. Instead, week 17, who knows if it'll even matter?
Right.
That I didn't like the game being that late because of that point. I want that game to be important. Still, it could be more important being so late, but also not that important.
If it goes the way last year went, where the one seed isn't available and the Bills clinch by, you know, a week or two before Christmas, then you're looking at a scenario where that's not that juicy a game, probably.
Yeah.
There's still seedings or whatever, but the one seed is the thing. And I doubt going into that game, I mean, it'd be wonderful if they had that sewn up, but that would be asking a lot, I think. So the only scenario I think where that game really takes a hit is if the one seed is off the table, that at least from our end of it, we'll see, you know, Philadelphia, yep. what their stakes are too.
Eagles final three games this year, Washington, Buffalo, Washington. We couldn't have used a NFC championship rematch either right before Christmas. I mean, that would have been nice to fit into the middle of the schedule somewhere.
You'd think, yeah.
Man, who are the ad wizards? Commercials on Red Zone, flaws in the schedule, quote flaws. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.